show from NATO Parliamentarians Conference.
Hello, everyone. This is Senator Jacob Javits, and I'm in Paris with guests who are going to help me explain a very important and exciting new project which is being undertaken by the NATO Parliamentarians Conference. Here on my extreme right is Dr. Manuel Antonio Fernandez of a cooperative chamber of the Parliament of Portugal, who is a former judge of the International Court of Justice at The Hague. And next to Dr. Fernandez is Dr. Alexander Spanarigas of the National Assembly of Greece. He is a very distinguished citizen and a graduate of Georgetown University in the United States. And next to me here is Kasım Bey Gulek of the National Assembly of Turkey. Mr. Gulek is a graduate of Columbia University and incidentally is one of the most remarkable linguists here at the NATO Parliamentarians Conference. Now, the project which we're going to discuss, I think you will get an idea of from the questioning, but it relates to a great new effort to help those areas of the NATO countries themselves. We're all, including the United States in a very important way, helping many of the newly developing countries of the free world in Africa and Latin America and the Middle East and Asia. Now, here is an effort to do something for Greece, Turkey, and Portugal, which are below par in terms of per capita income very materially compared to the other European members of NATO, and certainly way below par compared to us in the United States. Now, Dr. Fernandez, could we start the questioning with you on this general subject of what's to be done?
Well, I'll be very pleased. I know that you have been recently in Portugal. I regret I was not at in Lisbon at the time to welcome you. But I would like to ask you what gave you the idea of going to Portugal.
Well, now, Dr. Fernandez, the Economic Committee of this NATO Parliamentarians Conference, of which I've been chairman for quite a few years, 7 years, matter of fact, I've just laid down the chairmanship now, decided that the time had come to try to do something cooperatively between the underdeveloped countries of, or less developed countries, really, of the NATO itself. And so, at the request of my committee and with the aid of a group of parliamentarians who were delegated for the purpose, I went to Portugal, Greece, and Turkey in order to see what could be done. Now, what I found in Portugal, to answer your question, is that the country is pretty well able, through borrowing and through means of its own, to advance its own plans for economic development. Now, that doesn't mean that nothing will be done, but it does mean that in the immediate first instance, the problems of Portugal will probably not be quite as pressing as the problems of Turkey and Greece. And so I concentrated my attention on Mr. Spanarigas' country, Greece, and Mr. Gulick's country, Turkey. Mr. Spanarigas, would you like to say a word to our American audience?
It was very pleasant for us to see Senator Javits, who was so famous in his initiative to ADELA plan, a similar plan for Latin American countries. Since last April, we meet together here in Paris, and his initiative to do something for the NATO developing nations was accepted with great enthusiasm. So Senator Javits came to Greece last week, and he saw the Prime Minister, the Vice Premier, the Minister of Coordination, all bankers and businessmen, and I think he must be very satisfied with the welcome he received in Greece and with the understanding of his task to which we wish him great success.
Well, now, Mr. Spanarigas, may I say that I did receive a great welcome. I saw all those people you've named, as well as the king of your country, King Constantine, a most engaging young man. And the general idea is to see if projects of cooperation can be brought about between Greece and Turkey in four areas. Those areas are tourism and the development of a river basin on the border between Greece and Turkey, yes, called the Evros River in Greece and the Maritsa River in Turkey.
Oh, yes.
Much like our TVA in the United States. Also, the very good possibility of doing something on the sale of fruits like oranges and similar fruits in Northern Europe during the winter especially, and better regulation of the fishing industry of both countries. Now, I found a great reception in Greece, and this is most important as Greece and Turkey are now in a great crisis about Cyprus. We all understand that, with very grave dangers. Nonetheless, there was real enthusiasm, I found, in Greece for doing something in these joint economic projects, which had a good chance to bring those countries closer together. And it seems to me that this is perhaps a good augury, a good expectation for the fact that either through the United Nations or by direct negotiations, it may be possible to bring about a just conclusion to this problem of Cyprus with fairness to all the people of Cyprus, whether they're of either Turkish or Greek ethnic origin. Mr. Gulick, I next went to your country, of course, and you were very nice to me there, I must say.
Senator, you brought Adela project to such a great success that we were all inspired in the Economic Committee to do the same for the underdeveloped countries of NATO. That was very natural. This was taken up. Now, NATO is a defense organization, and we all believe that defense depends on economic strength. Developed countries of NATO are to help underdeveloped countries of NATO, and mainly Portugal, and to a greater extent, Greece and Turkey. We are very happy to know that in your able hands, this project of aiding Greece and Turkey to develop economically will have the same success, we all hope, as Adela had. There are several projects which require cooperation between Greece and Turkey. Greece and Turkey have been friends for the last 40 years. It's been a splendid friendship. Now, we do not want to see this friendship spoiled because of Cyprus. Cyprus is a thorny problem, is an unfortunate problem that has been brought about. I hope that through this economic effort, the friendship that has existed between Greece and Turkey will be preserved and will go on. I'm confident that the economic effort that is being made through this new organization will be a success.
Well, now, thank you very much, Mr. Gulick. May I say that I found it a great privilege to meet İsmet İnönü, the venerable Prime Minister of Turkey, and that he reiterated to me, and I know he would be pleased to hear me say this, the deep feeling of Turkey for this 40-year-old entente with Greece, inaugurated for Turkey by Atatürk, practically the father of his country, and inaugurated for Greece by its most venerable statesman, Venizelos. Now, I think that this project in which we're engaged can do a lot. And I'm now in the process of being made the chairman of a new special committee of the NATO Parliamentarians Conference, which for the next year will pursue most actively this effort. And I agree with you very thoroughly that though it doesn't have a direct standing in the Cyprus crisis, the fact that both peoples will share a common opportunity for improving their condition is most important. And I think our audience in the United States should understand what we mean by a less developed country. The fact is that in your country, Mr. Gulick, the average per capita income is under $300 a year per person. In Mr. Spanariga's country, the average per capita income is something under under $400 per person. It's around $350. In Portugal, even there, it's not too good. It's still under $500 per person. Now, in Europe, generally speaking, it's about 1.5 times that, even in Italy, and twice that in most other countries. And in the United States, of course, it's 4 times what it is even in Portugal. So that we're dealing here with countries that have a right to say to their other NATO partners, look, the time has come to help us too. And especially will this help be very desirable if we can inspire efforts at mutual cooperation between the countries themselves. And that shall be my objective. And I really feel, in all sincerity, gentlemen, that I'm an American senator, and we are now rather active and all over the world. And I think in all these things, We serve our own nation too, because our own nation is interested in peace and security and the well-being of other peoples. And I can think a few things as important to our security as securing the southern flank of NATO with strong nations where the people are satisfied that they're getting a break out of life, as they would be in Greece and Turkey. And so I'm very hopeful to see more of these beautiful countries, but far more important that with the aid of representatives of the parliaments of the other 14 NATO countries, in addition to the United States, that we may be able to launch projects and plans which will really have a fine chance to improve conditions through the work and the cooperation of the governments and the peoples of these countries themselves. Now,
that's a good place to reload, sir. This is scene two, take one of... This is scene two, take one of Senator Javits' show in the NATO Parliamentarians Conference.
Action. It seems to me that we ought to know the area that we're talking about here, and it's shown on the map, Portugal, Greece, Turkey, with Italy, definitely the southern flank of NATO, a population of about 50 million, and I think urgently deserving the help, which I think can be obtained and worked out in this particular project. Portugal has a rather special situation in this matter, as I think I've indicated. Would you like to say a word about that, Dr. Fernandez?
Well, Senator Javits, if I understand well what you have told us here and written in the papers you presented to the conference, your conclusion after the conversations you had in Lisbon with our Prime Minister and the Minister for Economics and other people is that Portugal is not immediately in a situation to be a party in this scheme you have been talking about. But does it mean that if Portugal needs to have some finance help for its investments, should it not have the assistance of your committee for the purpose, although at a later stage?
Of course, Dr. Fernandez. The committee expressly was set up and by the conference with that in mind and will be available to Portugal, as it will be in a more active way immediately to Greece and Turkey. Now, Mr. Gulick, you had some points you wanted to add, I think.
Senator, we all know a chain is as strong as its weakest link. So strengthening the weaker links of NATO is in the interest of NATO as a whole. It is not a charity to try and help the development of developing countries of NATO. It's in the interest of all NATO. For that reason, this whole effort is a common effort.
Well, thank you very much, and I couldn't agree more. Now, Mr. Spanarigas, I think you wanted to add.
Yes, Senator, I just wanted to make a further remark, and I think that for political and psychological reasons, this committee, which was established recently in NATO, is very important, very important. Because in our countries, because we carried on a very wide program of economic development, our people, they are not so willing to make sacrifices for a defense program. That's why, for political and psychological reasons, we should do something to the economic field and put more emphasis to Article 2 of NATO agreement. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. And I think that it's very important to our viewers in the United States to understand from these gentlemen who are parliamentarians of Portugal, Greece, and Turkey, respectively, exactly how they look at this effort, exactly what their countries are willing to do. So many Americans occasionally think that people abroad are just on the receiving end and don't realize the dangers, the hard work, the dedication, which is put into the NATO activity. Greece, Turkey, Portugal all maintain extensive armed forces. Many NATO installations are on their territory. breach by the danger from the Soviet Union or Communist China in that area of the world with present means of communication and weaponry is immediately dangerous to the United States and to everything that the United States holds the most dear. Hence, fortifying and strengthening those countries represents great national security for us and the strengthening of the NATO commitment and the Atlantic Alliance. And let us remember, finally, that both presidential candidates, whatever else may have been the condition in our last election, agreed that NATO was the strongest and most important alliance for the United States. I feel we have a great opportunity here to do something really important about it. Thank you.
Got it.